What's the title?
Title of this is called The Devil's Pocket.
And who'd you learn it from?
My father.
Okay. Tell us the story.
All right. There's these two kids that once lived with their mom and dad up in, I think it was maybe Michigan or somewhere. And anyway, when they lived there, they had a house near a big cave, all right? And this cave, which is called Devil's Pocket, which nobody ever really knew, you know, called Devil's Pocket. All right. Now, they say a long time ago, a man went by there and threw a, this is a true story, that a man threw a penny in the cave. And he put it in there, and once he went to go back in there to get his penny, he never came back out. And so the two kids, they left their house. Mom and Dad told them never go by the cave. So anyway, they left their house one night, went by the cave. And then they went there, and then they threw the penny in, and then they kept it in there. And it was old and rusty, right? And they left and came back the next morning, and he went to go look for his penny. He walked in there, and he couldn't find his penny. He picked up his penny, and it was nice and shiny and stuff. But his other, he goes, and his brother said, yours are rusty and stuff. The boy that said it was rusty is 4 years old, and his other big brother was 7. And the person who threw it in there was his 7-year-old brother. And he goes, this is my penny, I'm taking it back home. And then he heard the echo, this is my penny, I'm taking it back home. And then his brother goes, the 4-year-old brother goes, you better not. And then he hears the echo, you better not. And then when he heard the other, he goes, well, so what, I'm going to anyway. And then the echo didn't echo back, saying, so what, I'm going to anyway. he got scared, and he took the penny, and then they went to their house. And when they fell asleep, and they woke up, and when they did, the penny was gone, and they got suspicious. And when they went back to the cave to go look for the penny, and the penny was back there. And then when they were leaving, they heard a noise. They walked back in there, and they've never seen them since. This happened up in Michigan in 1952.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay. What?
I heard this was a true story. I learned it from my friend's mom. Mm-hmm. And she's told me one time these kids, they went to this graveyard, and they were in the car, and the thing wasn't working. They just ran out of gas. He goes, hold on, stay here. I'm going to go. Okay. The title is The Graveyard. One time, these kids went to this graveyard and the car ran out of gas. The guy said, stay here, I'm going to go to the farm up there to see if he can get some gas. And he said, don't open the door for nobody and stuff. And when he left, and she went to sleep for until the next day. And when she came back, the cops started knocking on the door. He goes, yeah. She goes, what? And he goes, come out. And she goes, I'm not supposed to come out for nobody. And then she comes out. He goes, whatever you do, don't look back. And when he looks back, when she looked back, and she saw her boyfriend hung from a tree in the graveyard.
I don't really have a name for it.
Okay. Who'd you learn it from, anyhow?
From my cousin. Okay. Once there was a time this man that he was asking for a room to rent. I mean, there was this family that were moving out of a house, and they got everything in the car and everything except the baby's bottle. And the baby says, "Mommy, you forgot my bottle." And then she said, "We'll have to get it. We'll have to get you a new one." And then he said, "No, I want my old one." And then she went down in the basement, tried to get the bottle, and she heard a ghost say, "I'm the ghost with the black eye." So she ran up the stairs and got in the car, and she said for her husband to go get it. And then the husband went down the stairs, and then he tried to get the bottle, and he heard the ghost say, "I'm the ghost with the black eye." So he ran up, and he told his son they couldn't get it because there was a ghost down there. And he said, "I ain't afraid of a ghost." So he goes down there, and he tries to get the bottle, the little baby that he was 2 years old. And then he hears a ghost say, "I'm the ghost with the black eye." And then the baby says, "Better shut up before I give you another one."
Okay. Really, really sort of scary, scary, scary. All right, wait, first play. It's something. All right, when this kid, right, it's about a kid that was messing around. You'll find out during the story. All right. There's a kid. I don't know his name. It was like Jeff or something. Anyway, him and his friends, they were all messing around. And I was with him at the time being. I didn't know his name that well because I had met him only 2 days ago. And this is when I was like just getting to know him, okay? And I don't know if anybody knows him, but not Tim, I don't think Tim was there, but I don't know if anybody knows Amanda and Michael, Tim, his friend Mike, he was with us. I don't think Tim was with us. And anyway, we were going to my house, and this thing happened, all right? And what it was is we started messing around. We were thinking Bloody Mary and stuff. And then we got to my house, and my dad was there, and we told him what happened, that, you know, if what would happen if we did it. And anyway, we were sitting down, and the air conditioner was on. The air conditioner was not on, and there was no windows open, and the doors were not open. And there was no breeze. And all of a sudden, our pillow on the couch fell down. So we got kind of suspicious. So we left from there and went to Amanda's house. And we discussed if we were going to do Bloody Mary. And when we did, we got in the room. And anybody know Joey? I don't know his last name. His own brother's Eugene. Yeah. Eugene Carroll. Joey Carroll. And anyway, we were in the bathroom. We all sat down, closed our eyes, and we had to say Bloody Mary 10 times. And we got to number 10. I opened my eyes, and I didn't want to do it. Okay, but I didn't say nothing. Then anyway, the strangest thing happened as we seen like a shadow in the mirror, and nothing happened. But when what happened, the lights came on by itself. Nobody touched it, and the door would not open. The door was unlocked, but it would not open. There was somebody from the other side either pulling or we just couldn't open it. We all, four people tried to open the door. The door would not open. We didn't. We stayed in there for like 5 minutes. We all ran in. All right, see, there's a mirror here, and then see, you wash your hands and stuff. Then you open another door, and you go in, and there's a bathroom, and then the shower. So we sat in there for like 5 minutes. Everybody was shaking. Nobody wanted to leave because we were so scared we couldn't even move a muscle. And then finally Joey said, forget it. And he walked up and opened the door and we left. And then we've never, ever, ever walked in that bathroom since. At least I haven't, or Joey or anybody else. The end.
Don't. We'll put names up on the board. So we'll just let it go, and if we hear her talking,
wait, we'll see if we see her.
No, we'll wait.